shalosh chamosos u'shloisha turmelin hein. There are three chamosos. What are chamosos? Noidos shel or, containers of leather. Containers of leather, and turmelin are knapsacks, backpacks. Okay, backpacks. Noidos shel or, turmelin, kisin, gedolim, large containers shel or of leather.
So what's chamosos? Shalosh chamosos u'shloisha turmelin. Turmelin we said was backpack.
Backpacks. Shel or.
What's noidos?
Containers. Nodos is a container, shalor, leather container.
Okay.
A leather container. Tourmaline is a kisin gedolim shalor. They are large kisin, large backpacks, a kiss. Bigs. Shalor. Okay. Shaharoya maniach chafetzev l'sochan, that a shepherd puts his objects within. So there are three different types. Okay, three different types. Shalosh chamos hain, shalosh tourmaline hain. Tamakablim, kishir. There are no pictures. Look at that. Hamakablim kishir. Those things which are makabel kishir, Rav. Hamakam kishir mudol yumot, so you could see better, my dear friend. Hamakablim kishir hamufurish l'mal l'beresh perik karim. What are the correct shiurim? Hachemes. Chemes a leather satch shel shivas kabin, seven. We had this before. L'mala. Lamala means later. Beresh perik karim. Okay, that's later. Lamala means right. Le'el means before. Lamala means later. Beresh perik karim. A chemes shel shivas kabin. It's a very, very large. Chemes, it's a very large type of container. It's a very large container which can contain seven kabin. Okay? A kab, that's an enormous amount of liquid. It's an enormous amount of liquid. The turmel shall chamesh es kabin. The turmel is five kabin. Because shkere im machzigim yosu de machzig yoker. The oz meshamshem yeshiva im olachtem. Because then, if they're so large, not only can they be used to transport things, they can even be used to share. You can sit down upon it. Isn't that an amazing thing? Like today we have this amazing new thing. And that's not so new. It's remember all the walkers, all of the zakim have walkers. They're also chairs. Yeah. So when you're walking with it, and you need to sit down and relax, you can sit down. Isn't that an amazing thing?
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Goyness. Yeah. It's extremely popular. When I was a child, I never had that. The kolch kainim machzig yotzei dozim shamshon lishiva im lachtem. Avol pochus mikan lo, less than that not. Okay, next. Ketamein kimin midras. Because these things, if they're very, very large, hamakablam kashir v'tamein, because not only are these things used to hold things, when you want to sit down, you can sit down. V'sha'einam makablam kashir, if they're less than the shir, less than this very large amount, then they're not going, you cannot be used to sit down upon, but they can use to contain. So then t'mein meis. V'shal ar hadog, tar miklum why? The kol habab bebrios shabayam tar, because that we learn anything that came from the brios, anything which came from the brios hayam, right, the day, there are different days. There's a mission that's long ago. Anything that comes from a creature that swims in the ocean, it's halacha that it's tahar. It has to be from the or of an animal, not from the or of a fish. An or of a fish, the utensil is tahar, not tame. Good, we're done? Klar? Is it clear the Mishnah? Shalosh chamosos, three different chamosos means containers, large containers. Ushloisha turmalin, backpack same. Hamikablim kishir. What's the shear? The shear is a very large shear, which is shivas kabin for chemes, and a turmel is five kabin. These are very, very large. Why? So being the very, very large, you can take them when you're not using them, or even when you use them, you can turn upside down, you can sit down upon them. The male, they have the most severe form of tumah, tumas midras. They get the tumah of the person who is sitting upon them. The kishir, tumayim, tumidras. B'sha'ena mikablim kishir. If they're not mikabal kishir, meaning they're smaller than this amount, so they can only, you cannot use them to sit down upon, but they're still used to hold things inside. Tameim, tamei meis, then they're mitami tumis meis. Vishal or hadog, tar miklum. Good? Next. Shalosha oiros hein. There are three oiros. What are oiros? Ha'asui lishotiach tamei midras. If it's meant to lie, to spread out, to sit down is tamei midras. But l'tachach hakelim, okay, lishotiach, let's see over here, lishotiach, lishtoyach ba'aretz, leishif, to spread on the earth, leishif, alof, to sit down upon them. Then it is tamei midras. Lishachach hakelim, what's meant sachach hakelim? Lichach ba'yas hakelim, to wrap kelim, going to example, sakinim, knives, misparim, knives, and scissors, umachatin and needles, kedei l'shoimer. These are things that you take these leather things and you use it to wrap up utensils, knives, scissors, needles. You have one of those at home? Are you with me? You look very distraught.
No, I'm with you.
To wrap up utensils, going sakinim, knives, misprime, scissors, umachatin, needles. Take a piece of leather, and you use a piece of leather to wrap up an expensive knife. Yeah? Yeah?
Okay, that's what you say.
A knife or a scissors. You don't want to leave a scissors out in the open. You have to wrap it up, and also needles. Therefore, these things are not, they're not meant for a to wrap leather. Also, to spread out and to lie down upon. To wrap utensils. Rav. Or you're going to use to make strips of leather and shoes. Why? Because it's not a complete object. It's not yet fit. There's more work yet to be done. And the rule is it's not complete. But a strip of leather that's already finished. Tomeos kedemuch b'masechta nagoyim perikud aleph. Okay, so that's halach over here. To mitlatachem mekadum tamitamid shalosh ritzuos shal sandalim avivitzuos shal sandalim tohara miklohom. It's completely tar. Halach yud gimel shloishas sadim mitzvivim sheets. A sadin ha'asu l'shriva, a sheet that's meant for lying down upon tamei midras leviloin, a sheet that's used for a curtain, right? A curtain. The tris leviloin tamei tamei meis.
A sheet
to lie down upon. A bed, linen, right?
To sleep.
Shloish a sudden for lying down. Tommy, midras, livy loin, a curtain. What's a curtain? Tommy to my mace. Livy loin, Tommy to my mace. Also, little mesech, a curtain with neha pesach. Tommy, lifisha shamosh, miss a safe, bishulyov, lipamu, miss kamimba. Why is it Tommy? Why is livy loin Tommy?
Sometimes
the shamosh, a servant, he wraps his feet. Miss Atef Bishulov, he takes the bottom of the curtain drags on the floor. Lepavim Mishanbo, he wraps himself in the bottom of the curtain to get warm. Okay, I don't think our standards are a little bit different today. I think if you saw your waiter sitting by the door and taking the drapery, the tapestry. How do you pronounce it? Tapestry or tapestry? I always forget.
Tapestry.
Mm-hmm. Taking the tapestry and putting it around his feet. I think, I don't think he'll be invited to come back the next day. But in ancient times, this was the tradition for the servant to wrap his feet in the tapestry to warm himself.
The tapestry, the drapes.
The drapes.
The tapestry is like a picture of
Just shmat is hanging on the wall.
Terrain.
For beauty. Just shmat is hanging up shmat on the wall. Shmat on the wall. Art, it's art. It's like you go into the Met, you see, someone takes some. It's like if I go and I take a bucket of paint, that's called art. Right? You analyze it psychologically, what was he thinking? Right, you take a basketball, right? You bang. I saw once. What do? You take some paint, you take a basketball, and you bang. And you bang a couple of times. And then you hang it up and you sell it for $10,000. This is called art. Right? Art. Humble, right?
How to get away with this.
That's called art. Take a basketball and bang on.
Tell me, mate. Michelle Tsurais?
I guess.
These were drapes. Tell me.
Tell me, so it is the dogma. It is a garment which you use as an example to make other garments. To make other garments. So what is the law? Vishal tsurois. Tahar miklum. It is tahar miklum. Yeah? So there's no tumah because it's not even used. It's not
what
even a real
it?
Thing.
What is it?
It's just an example. You have over here. You have a sample. You have an example.
Example of what?
It's like a portrait. You're using it as a model, as a guide. a guide. You're the artist. You are the artist, and you're drawing constellations. You're drawing a picture of something, a design. So you have to have the guide, the instruction manual. So the instruction manual is made of leather. So what is it? The instruction manual is not a product. It's not something that you use. It's a guide to make something else. When you have a piece of leather, it has upon it images which you're using as a guide to make other images for a finished product which you're going to market. Okay. You're going to use. That is not choshuv. That's not called a kli. It's a piece of leather. It's pshut a kli la'ar. Menel it's tar. It's no tumah whatsoever. Let's chaz the mishnah. Shleisha sandinim heim. He also the shchiv flying down tamei midras. Levilah for curtain to mace. Because it's not flying down, but it's used as a utensil to warm yourself. Therefore, it's tamei mace. The shaltzuah, it's a guide to make images. That is tar miklum. Okay, one chaz all the mishnayos that we did so far.
Absolutely.
Shalosh chamosayis. There are three containers. Ushleisha turmlin, three knapsacks. Hamakablim kishir.
And they're made out of leather.
Leather. Hamakablim kishir. They're very large. They hold a very large amount.
Right.
So you can sit down upon them. Kishir tomei midras. Let's say they're not large enough to sit down. Kishir makablim kishir. So they use tomei the mace. Mishal or a dog. Fish, leather of fish. Tahar miklum. Shtosh oros, a few different leathers. Also, to lie down upon. A piece of to lie down upon on the ground. Tomei midras. You lie down upon. Litach, lasach, lichilim, to wrap. Leather used to wrap utensils, whether it's scissors or knives, and then tamei tamei mace. Vishal ritzuah shvashal sandalim, unfinished pieces of leather, of strips of leather that are being used for ritzuah strips or to make shoes, but you have not yet fashioned them, they have not yet been completed, they have not been done. It's tahar miklum. Shal shadim, two different sheets. Ha'asu l'shul to lying down.
Doesn't really mean it's tar, though, right?
Yes, it does mean the tar. Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't when we say that.
I don't know. Here it says tar miklum means 100% tar.
Shloish.
No, kabuli tar. Shloisha sadinim here. Three different types of sheets. Also, literally for lying down, the tar miklum midras. If it's meant for lying down, it's tar midras. Levilon the curtain, tamei mitemes. A curtain is tamei tumemes. Vishal tsuros. If it's used as a guide to make tsuros, tar miklum, it is tar miklum. Okay, next. Halacha mishnah yudalit. Shloish mitpachos. Saying there are three mitpachos. What mitpachos? Three. Mit pachos. What's a mit pacha? Shal yadayim tamei midras. What is a mit? What's a mit pachos? Is a what's the translation of
it's
mit pachos?
The famous word we had that before.
A shmat. I think it's a hand towel. I think it means a hand towel. Yeah. Shal yad towels. Shal yadayim tamei midras. If it's mishal yadayim, why? If you shapam noistim ala keses v'yosh. Sometimes you put this towel upon a mattress. V'yoshein olech, and you lie down upon it. Okay, sometimes you put that and you lie down upon it. Okay, next v'shel tmei midras. Shel saporin. What is saporim tmei? Shel saporim tmei tmei meis. Saporin is tmei. What's saporin? Barbers. We add that tmei tmei meis. Why they put it under your shirt? We don't want that. It's a very nice shirt you're wearing today.
Oh, thank you.
So they don't want it to get dirty, so you put it to put that upon you, right?
Right.
So therefore, are you lying down upon it?
No.
You ever see someone in the barbershop who lie down? Never saw that.
No way.
So, but it's still a utensil that's being used for a function. The male it's tamei. Male it's going to be tamei tumas
meis. One of you dying tmei midras.
Tmei meis. Shal sapadim means a barber.
Right.
A barber. A barber is shal sapadim. Tmei meis,
right?
Because
it's
v'shel tachrich. It's used to wrap nivle v'nei levi. It's used to wrap the violins. We had this before, man. We had a more elaborate type of thing, which is a more elaborate type of thing for a while. But here, you have a violin, and the violins were wrapped up. You know, it's a million-dollar business. Violin cases. You know that it's
right,
a big business. Big business. All different types of violin cases. Very expensive. So here you have a very simple one. You have a shmat, a piece of leather which you use to wrap up your violin. Bishel tachrich shel nivle bnei levi tar miklum. Okay, we got a big picture over here. A lot of work over here to do. Let's see. Tach nivle bnei levi tar miklum. Nidpachas or also lichrich es a novel. We have a shmata that is used to go wrap up the violin of the levi. Why is this tohor? It's a kli kibble. It's a receptacle for the violin. The reason why the nartik, we had the same nartik, was the container tar. The shama uberash kisvayad. Here in the rush to kisvayad shatam toharosoi. You know why it's tar? If you shein hanartik osu l'taltal al yodo yasanovel, because it's not meant to transport. Ela kishohu tsarich l'taltal lasanovel motziyim an antik umetaltal over nimsa shatik anovel hu klay kibul hasu l'nachas shein u'mikabul tuma b'kavur perak tezvav mishna aleph. So we learned last time in that Mishnah back in Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Zayin, that a container for a violin, which is more sophisticated, this is just a piece of leather, it's not tamei because it's not meant to be used when you are transporting the violin. You only put the violin in the box when the box, when the violin is stationary. But when you take it with you to the Beis Hamikdash, or you take it to the practice sessions, or you take it. You take it wherever you take it, then you take it out. You don't take it with you in the case. Not like today when you see old people on the train, they're always carrying these musical instruments in the case. You never see someone today carry a musical instrument bare. They don't carry it bare.
So what do you call it?
So they take it when you take the violin with you, you take it bare. You don't take it in the container. That's why the container is tar. The reason why the container is tar is because the container, because the container is not meant to be used in transport. The container is only meant to be used when it is, the container is only used when it is stationary, not when it is in movement.
Okay,
so that's, so now I think it's coming to shtel to this little zach over here. Names to take a navel who could click a click table also in a cash and become a tomb more prepared design. The MK nav tach and canal on this commercial saying new in without al yodo as a novel. You don't use it. The chain in the computer was a zelba zach mill is going to be tar. Horav, gore is permission of saying new. The Rav is going to say, "We shall tachach nivle b'nei Levi, v'chu v'chein negiras asarosh." The tachach nivle b'nei Levi. That's what we have. Imkay lo nitzka be mishnasenu el davar echad one thing tachach nivel. The Rambam goes to mishnasenu v'shal tachach v'shal b'nei Levi. Ul dvar of nitzka be mishnasenu shnei dvarim tachach ames. Tachach ames. Hear that? Things they used to wrap the mace. So according to the Rambam, it's a different girsa. It's not one thing called a tachrich nivle b'nei Levi. It's tachrich vishel nivle b'nei Levi. It's zvezachin. What then is a tachrich? It's some type of leather or b'pachas, a sheet that they wrap the dead body in. Okay. All right, so we did this over here. Let's chenochmal chaz what it's over here. Mishnah Yudalid, shalosh midpachos hein.
Three types of towels.
Three towels. Shliyadayim, a hand towel, tmeat midras. It's tmeat tumas.
Because sometimes you use it on a bed. It said right.
Yeah.
Shel saparim.
The shel saparin. Saparin is.
Is scissors.
Stapardin is a barber has a nice little towel that he puts around your neck in order that you should not get dirty. He puts it around your neck. You don't want those little hairs to go down your neck and make you itch, right?
Absolutely. It's hey, tell me midrash, tell me mace.
Tamei mace. Michelle tachrich. So kodra means tach means the type of garment that they wrap around the dead body. See, notice we go
like
in order.
Like
we
that.
Start with the hands, then we go to the barber, and then we go to the tach.
Yeah.
It's like a different. You get a promotion in your job.
Excellent.
Tachrich v'shel nivle b'nei Levi. So this thing you wrap the nivle tar miklum is tar miklum.
Okay.
Next mission. Oh wait, we didn't finish this. V'shel yidayim tar mi midras l'fish shapam noistim ala kesses v'shel. Tachrich shel nivle b'nei Levi shel yokei alavim kerechem klei hashir shelachen b'mit pachos. They wrap up their violins in this towel. V'derech shor b'nei adam lasos lachem tik shel or, and people make them. That's what we learned back in Perek Tezayin. Right, that's called the Nartik. Here it's a mitpachas, shalar v'af hein, and those are also tehoirin. And we learned that's exactly what the Rav, what the Shteltsu back in Perek Tezayin. This picture over here is where it's wrapped up. It's wrapped up in leather, but some of them are more sophisticated. It's not just a piece of leather which wraps up the violin. Sometimes you have an entire box which is in the shape of the violin.
Okay.
So that's also tar.
Okay.
Why is tar? What's the yisod? Why is it tar in both cases? The reason why it's tar in both cases is because it's not meant to be moved. It's not meant to be transported. Okay.
Good.
Shloisha piraklinin. Shloisha piraklinin hein. There are three praklinin. And what are praklinin? Tsuras yad shel or. Three different types of traps. Tsuras yad shel or shenoisim tzaide, they are carried by the tzaide oifos. Kishetoifsin biyodeim ha'oif. Kishetoifsin biyodeim ha'oif shekorin bo yoitzin lotzut chaya. Either you take this critical trap to trap a wild animal or a bird. Now let's right away see, here it is. Shloisha piraklinin hein. What's a praklinin? Tsuras yad shalar. The image of a yad shalar. What's a yad shalar? A handle of leather. Tsodei chayos vayfais. Here we go, let's take a look here. Let's look at the picture. Praklinin shel tzaydei chayos v'or, clay or it's a utensil of or. Ha'asui ketavnis kaf yad shel adam. It's a clay made of leather. Okay, ketavnis, the image, kaf yad, a palm, shel adam. U'meshamesh laseis lav nates, to carry upon nates me'ulaf. What's a nates me'ulaf? What in the world is that? A nates me'ulaf. Uvishas hatzorich merape es hamoitos, you low the motos, shevisov lenates, umishalech oiso lisayea bitsayat. Kos of a rav, shnoisim olav es oif hanikra, umuvubarashi shuzeu oif hanikra nates. What's a nates? It's a type of bird.
A
crow?
Nates.
What's a nates?
Yeah.
It's a crow?
Yeah.
It's some type of bird, maybe another type. What kind of bird is it?
Mm-hmm.
An eagle? A vulture?
No, that sure is
okay, so I don't know. It seems like you put out over here the bird. You put a bird in here. And this bird.
Cage?
Hapraklin tamim midras lefishu royal lifrois oiso, because sometimes you can lie down and you can. Oh, you turn it upside down. Maybe that's why over here. You turn it upside down. Hapraklin tamim midras lefishu royal lifrois oiso. Lifrois oisai ulishachev olav v'lishkov olav v'tzai dechayav yav shemeshrachem liyam, they go out into the shemeshrachem liyam, go out to the forest umidborios v'lonim shem, they sleep there b'layla shachem olav kosav harasha praklinim haniskonim v'tzaynu eni bote etzpos, they're not bote etzpos. What does that mean? V'nirva shem prak Piraklin mashmuso kli shetsuraso doime litsuras kaf yad adam. Okay, piraklin means it looks like a hand. Fingers coming up to catch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, this is all 6 fingers. Only it's not 5. I thought you, how many fingers do you have?
Five.
I thought, wait, 5 or 6?
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 6 plus 5 is 11.
I see you doing that trick with your niece.
11. 11.
That's the trick you do with the niece.
No, I didn't do that.
Did you put them on?
Okay, let's go.
Down?
So we have over here this thing. Okay, it's a kaf yad that has. You put it in a nates and you go out into the field. Maybe you turn it. I don't know. I think you put it the other way around. I don't know which way you put it. This upside down or this right side up?
It's upside down too.
How do you know?
Because the legs are up in the sky.
So maybe that's what it's, how it's supposed to be. I don't know. Maybe you're right. I don't know. So you somehow, maybe you're right. So now you, whatever the situation is, you turn it upside down. Oh, look at this, right? Is that right side with that right?
No, it's right side up.
That's what this is very interesting thing. These things called the chagovin. Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you put it, it's upside down, right? You use this to trap a chayev oif. You use this to chap. There's a chayev, you put it on top of it, it's like a trap. It's not a trap.
They go into
it. It's the way you seize it. When you see it, you sneak up upon it, and you put it upon it. You chap it. You chap it. Okay? But it's going to go out on the other side. How do you do that? You have to prevent it.
Shows you on the other side.
No, where?
Yeah.
That's a small one. That, no, that's a small one. That's chagod, that's locust. They serve that by the special dinner. They have locust. Chocolate covered locust.
You said it's right. I mean it.
So this is I don't know. This is the, I think it's upside down. And why? Why? Because they lie down. The trappers, when they so need to, they lie down in the forest. Okay, shleisha thirak linim heim shultz. It's so the ifas v'chayos tamei midras. It's tamei tumas midras shel chagavim. Lefish nishanim tamei midras. Okay. Siras yad shel or shenoisim tzayde eifas shkoyin shemuliyot mitzrayim. Okay, tamei midras. Lefi shenishan alav, they lie down upon it, like we learned. Okay, next is shel chagavim, locust tamei tamei meis. No one's lying down upon this, but you're using it. These are miniature to use to trap the locust. You want dinner. Locust, so you use this to trap, so it's a utensil. But there's not going to lie down upon it. What's a kayotzin? Here's a really small one. Tarmi klum. Let's see the picture. Shalchagavim tamimis. Piraklin. Shalchagavim. Meshamish. Lilkoid. Chagavim. Be uso. You use it to trap locust through it. Through it, you trap locusts. V'harei ze kli'ar sheyesh lebeis kimmel. V'harei hu kichol akelim shemekavlam tum. It's a kli'ar that has a beis kimmel. Harei ze kli'ar sheyesh lebeis kibul. V'harei hu kichol akelim shemekavlam tum. Good. V'shel kayotzim. What's kayotzim? This is piraklin shel kayotzim. What's a kayotzim? Piraklin shel kayotzim. Koyeshoi b'ritzuos Lagavia, that you tie it to your hand. It's a board. It's a board. You tie it to your fingers. What do you do with it? Let's see. It says Koyshras Apraklin Lagavia Mogin Al Kaf Yad, and it protects your hands. Achshav Yochal Lo'asav. Now you can Kafas Yada cut some thorns. Ah, when you want to cut away thorns, the shield. You can go and you can get it so it shields you from the thorns. V'lo Yidake, you're not going to be pierced. You're not going to be pricked. Pricked. That's a good word.
Right.
Be pricked. You don't want to suffer abuse.
Minakaitzim.
From the psoilus. Or you're going to use the prakhn as help you. Peroys who going to have figs. Vanavim. Or the shaykhtam to spread up a sod. The lasas mem gregoids with simukim. You use this to evenly spread out grapes. And figs in the field in order to let them lie in the sun in order for it to dry out. So you use this like a glove. You know, it's almost like a glove in a way. But I don't know, you want to have a flat surface. So you tie this to your hands and you collect thorns and you prevent yourself from getting pricked, or you spread out in the field raisins and figs. Kosvada arosh. Shekav shel kayotzim haniskazul shenu hikav shel loikte kate some thorns. And this kedes very chavav mishnah. Oh, we learned that yet. We did not learn that yet. Okay. B'sham kasev rosh loikte koytzim yesh lom kimin kaf shel or lohagin al yedem v'hu rocha ve'in bein gatzuras kli. Learned ad kal shaynei v'nir shuhu kviat zura hametzuras kan. That's exactly the picture we've illustrated over here. For Rabbi Mishnah saying we go goras kaf shel koytzim uperash shazu kaf lolake to collect koytzim v'yesh gorsim kaf shel kayotzim. Not koytzim, but kayotzim, two yuds, uperishim, yavshim, perish, hakayetz. That means the summer fruit. People who dry out fruit in the summer. You put fruit out in the field, you have dried fruit. It's a big industry, it's a billion-dollar industry, dried fruit.
Sure.
Okay? hakayitz kedoyin ha'isim groigris dried figs with smoking raisins besod the veneer shatzuras hakafki oisat tzura ve'el zelbazach ve'elu rak shnei pirushim b'shimush hakaf mishameshes. It's the same exact thing. So that's why he explained. Either use it to collect thorns or use it to spread food out in the summer. That's why it's not koitzim but kayotzim, kayots from the summer. It's tall ganzen. There's no tum whatsoever. Over time, the cause of harash, the perich of vav, mishle yemul shu asli lohagin al yodai. It's why, because the primary function is to protect you. The ein nechshavus kaisul kabel imkain hareyu kolki chol pshute kli ar sherev kabelim tuma. The harash cause of shein loy tzuras kli has no tzura. The nearest shul dvorav nechshavus akav ki asli lekabel al yad al yad. The kabel al yedei shulchum the kabel is koytzim ela. It's a new tenai, new din, a new lam d'shadin. Just because something is a kli, it has to have the tzura of a kli. But when it's not recognizable, ela shein the tzuras kli luchein tohara. So either that when we learn that you say this, either it's because it's not meant to. It's the primary purpose, function is protection, or the primary is not protection, but it's not, doesn't have the tzura of a utensil. Okay, let's finish the raf. What does it say? The big one, that is tamit midras. Why? Because you turn upside down, you lie down upon in the forest. Shalcha gavim, the small one, the clean one, tamay. Tumeimes, it's a utensil, right. But it's not, you don't lie down upon it. But shall kayotzim, the kayotzim which you use to collect thorns, or you use to go and to spread out the fruit, tarmiklum, because it's only meant to shield you. It's not meant, that's the primary purpose, or it doesn't have the tzur of a utensil.
Beautiful. How many minutes?
With 31 minutes.
With all the stuff? Okay, not bad.